Hello, you're listening to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex. We're going to be reading through a psalm twice in two different versions and then reflecting on it together. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 2, that is Psalm 2, and we're going to be using the Revised Standard Version and the New International Version. So this is Psalm 2, first in the Revised Standard Version. Why do the nations conspire, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds asunder, and cast their cords from us. He who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath, and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling. Kiss his feet, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. And now we're going to read the same psalm, Psalm 2 from the New International Version. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss the Son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead you to destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. In this psalm, we see nations conspiring and people making lots of plots. We see kings of earth rising up. And as we look around us today, don't we see that in the news? So many nations at war and fighting. So many nations conspiring and people making plots. But don't be discouraged. Take refuge in the Lord. Trust in his promises. This is how the psalmist ends the psalm. Even amongst all of the war and the chaos, the Lord is our refuge. And he sits enthroned in heaven and laughs, because he is confident, he is powerful, and he is loving. And this is what he says to you. You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron and dash them to pieces like pottery. even the nations can't compare to how wonderful God is, who takes us under his wing, who calls us a son and a daughter. And the psalmist says, kiss his son or he will be angry. Well, who is the son? It's none other than Jesus. And we know that in Jesus we are saved and we don't have to be afraid of God's wrath. Trust in him. Take refuge in him. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and God bless you.